Okay, so today's deep dive is about TikTok music. Or I guess I should say the lack of TikTok music soon, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so they're shutting down. Did you see this?
Yeah, November 28th.
November 28th. We've got an article here from WebPro News breaking it all down. But I mean, to me, it's like, okay, another app bites the dust, but something tells me there's more to this story.
Well, I think what's fascinating here is how this kind of connects to these larger power struggles that are happening, with the music you listen to every day.
This wasn't just some rinky-dink little app. This was TikTok. The behemoth trying to carve out its space in the music streaming world. And so to really get into this whole shutdown, I feel like we have to rewind a little bit and go back to that whole standoff with Universal Music Group.
Right. Yeah, when Universal pulled their entire catalog from TikTok.
Huge. I mean, Universal Music Group, that's like the big leagues.
Oh yeah, one of the biggest.
The article does say they eventually reached an agreement, but there had to be some tense negotiations happening behind closed doors.
For sure.
What does a move like that even mean, like on a practical level?
So imagine, you're TikTok, and suddenly you can't use any music from artists that are signed with Universal. So Taylor Swift, Drake, imagine those gaps in your trends and your sounds. It just shows you how much leverage these major labels have when it comes to music rights, like who gets to use what and how.
Okay, so TikTok is already stuck between a rock and a hard place. You've got Universal Music Group flexing on one side, and then looming over everything is this potential US ban. It's no wonder that they're, making some big moves.
Right. And I think that's where this shutdown, strategically timed right before the holidays, starts to make a lot of sense.
Whoa, hold up. The timing is strategic. Break that down for me.
Yeah, think about it. November 28th. People are already kind of prepping for the holidays. They're busy with family. They're, shopping. They're making their, festive playlists. Announcing a shutdown then might just bury the news a little bit, right? Minimize the fallout while everyone's distracted.
Wow. Okay, I see what you're saying. So they're trying to control the narrative, get ahead of this whole thing. But the article also mentioned, they want to focus on driving value to existing music streaming services. Like, what does that even mean? Are they just like waving the white flag?
It's a strategic retreat for sure. I mean, they're highlighting how they already push millions of users to platforms like Spotify or Apple Music, through that add to music app feature. But the question is, will it be enough?
So they're basically saying, we're stepping back from streaming, but don't forget about us. We're still the tastemakers. We're
Yeah.
still the trendsetters.
Yeah.
That's a gamble.
It's a gamble. It's a calculated gamble, but this whole saga just really shows you like the tightrope that TikTok was walking, trying to disrupt this massive industry while also navigating, government scrutiny and these like power dynamics of music
They're
rights.
giving very much David and Goliath vibes,
Yeah.
but with a lot more on the line than a slingshot. Speaking of high stakes, we haven't even gotten into the potential US ban yet.
The elephant in the room.
The
Yeah.
elephant in the room.
Adds a whole other layer to this. I mean, it's a big deal if, they do end up getting banned in the
Oh,
US.
absolutely. I mean, huge
Yeah.
ramifications. But I think some people listening might be like, okay, so some app I use to watch dance videos might be in hot water. So what? Why should I care about any of this?
Well, because it's way bigger than just TikTok.
But
This whole situation just shines a light on how much power a few major players have in the music industry and how that impacts, what you hear, what you listen to every single day.
okay, break that down for me.
So you've got these massive labels like Universal, right,
Yeah.
who own the rights to tons and tons of popular music.
Right.
They can essentially dictate terms to platforms like TikTok. And if those platforms don't play ball, they risk losing access to, huge chunks of the music scene.
So it's like this weird, chain reaction almost. Like TikTok shuts down their music service. Maybe partly because of all these power struggles, but then doesn't that also hurt the big music labels if they're losing this major avenue for promotion and reaching new listeners?
Yeah, I mean, it cuts both ways. It
Yeah.
really does. It's a game of musical chairs, and nobody wants to be the one left standing when the music stops. This whole situation just highlights this delicate balance that exists between these tech giants and the established music industry.
Totally. So if TikTok does get banned in the US, what does that even mean for music in general? Will everything just go back to how it was before? More radio, less viral dance trends?
It's the million dollar question. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine things going back completely. Like, TikTok's impact on music is undeniable. It's changed how songs chart, how artists get discovered, you know, how music is even used. I mean, think about like Old Town Road.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Nas X.
That was huge.
It was TikTok.
Yeah, that was pure TikTok magic. So are you saying that, like, without TikTok, we might miss out on some of those, like, breakout stars, those, like,
Yeah.
you know, unexpected hits?
It's definitely possible. You know, TikTok gave this incredible platform for artists to connect directly with fans, you know,
Right.
bypass those traditional gatekeepers. If that avenue disappears, the music industry is going to have to adapt. They're going to have to find new ways to kind of recapture that lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, it's like they're losing like a massive amplifier for their music in a way.
Totally, yeah.
And then, what about me, the listener? Like, am I just stuck with whatever the algorithm, you know, decides to feed me?
Well, and that's where you come in, right? I mean, this is a great reminder to be an active listener. Don't just passively consume what's put in front of you. You know, dig a little deeper, explore different genres, support independent artists who might not have the backing of these giant labels.
So this TikTok music shutdown, it's like this butterfly effect impacting everything from like the power dynamics of the entire music industry to like how we discover and consume music every single day. It's kind of wild.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it really underscores how important it is to kind of understand these forces at play. Because the future of music, it's not just about the notes, it's about who holds the power and how we as listeners choose to engage with it all. It's kind of crazy, right? Like, just thinking about how something as, I don't know, seemingly simple as like a music app on my phone is actually tied to like these global forces at play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like it really is this intersection of technology and entertainment and like global politics all wrapped up into one.
And when you add in the whole like potential US ban on TikTok, it's like, where do you even, like, how do you even start to unpack all of that?
Yeah, it gets really complicated really fast.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Like, what are the main concerns there? I get that it's about more than like, you know, just dance videos and funny voiceovers.
Right.
What's the like the real issue?
Well, the U.S. government has raised concerns about TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, and its ties to the Chinese government.
And essentially, you know, they're worried about user data potentially being accessed or even influenced for, you know, political purposes.
Right, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So it's not just about whether or not, you know, TikTok is quote unquote a fun app or whatever. It's about who might be like pulling the strings behind the scenes, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it raises all sorts of questions about, you know, how much power should governments have to regulate these global tech companies, especially when those companies play such a big role in our lives.
That's so tricky because on the one hand, you have like, you know, freedom of expression. You have people using TikTok creatively, building careers even.
Right.
But on the other hand, you have these like very real national security concerns. So how do you even begin to like balance those two things?
It's a tightrope walk for sure, and there's no easy answer. But I think what's clear is that this situation is bigger than just one app, you know? It's kind of a sign of the times, I think. It's a glimpse into how technology is kind of blurring the lines between entertainment and politics and just like our everyday lives.
So where do we go from here? I mean, what happens if TikTok does get banned in the US? Like,
Yeah.
will the music industry just find some new, you know, platform, some new shiny object to like latch onto?
Oh, they'll find something. I mean, something will fill that void for sure.
Right.
The question is just whether it'll have the same impact, you
Yeah.
know, the same cultural reach that TikTok had, and I think, you know, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, like, what will be the next, you know, big thing? And how will it be shaped by all of these forces we've been talking about?
Yeah.
The power of the music labels, government regulations, you know, the ever-evolving world of tech. It's a lot.
It's a lot to think about, and I think that's the beauty of it, right? It's constantly changing.
Yeah.
One thing's for sure, I think understanding these dynamics, staying informed is more important than ever.
Absolutely, yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive, there's one thing you want our listeners to take away. What would it be?
Don't just be a passive bystander in all of this. You know, stay curious, ask questions, think critically about the tech that you use and the music that you listen to. Because I really do believe that the more informed we are, the better equipped we'll be to, you know, navigate this whole complex digital landscape.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for diving deep with us today,
Of course.
and to our listeners.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep those playlists playing and those thinking caps firmly on.